This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in western Cuba on its way to Florida. It's a Category 3 storm at the moment. The National Hurricane Center's Andy Latto.
There's a lot of storm surge associated with it. There's a lot of coastal flooding, wind damage as well. And heavy rainfall could also cause flooding inland.
The AP's Donna Warder.
Hurricane specialist Andy Latto of the National Hurricane Center says Ian could strengthen and strike the west central part of Florida Wednesday as a Category 4 hurricane with top winds of 140 miles an hour. Residents are being told to take this storm seriously. I'm Donna Warder.
Floridians have been lining up for hours in Tampa to get bags of sand, bottled water, and other necessities. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a statewide emergency and warned that Ian could smash large areas of the state, knocking out power and fouling up fuel supplies as it swirls northward off the state's Gulf Coast. This morning, the Biden administration is rolling out a plan to end hunger in this country by 2030. It includes expanding monthly benefits that help low-income Americans buy food. A top Kremlin official is issuing the bluntest warning yet that Russia is prepared to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Dmitry Medvedev warns that Moscow could use nuclear weapons against Ukraine if it sees a threat posed by it as too high. As the war in Ukraine drags on, Europe is staring down a winter energy crisis. Russia has reduced natural gas supplies as Europe supports Ukraine, and the continent's ability to get through the winter may depend in part on how cold it is. NASA deliberately crashed one of its spacecraft into an asteroid in an unprecedented test to see if space rock could be knocked off course if it ever threatens Earth. This is AP News. Now to what's been spotted near Alaska.
A U.S. patrol has spotted Chinese and Russian naval ships near Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says a ship on routine patrol in the Bering Sea came across a guided missile cruiser from China. The U.S. patrol ship found two other Chinese ships and four Russian naval vessels, including a destroyer. The ships broke their single formation and dispersed, but the Coast Guard says that while the ships were operating in accordance with international rules and norms, the Honolulu-based Kimball will continue to monitor the area. The formation came a month after NATO Secretary General warned about China's interest in the Arctic and Russia's military buildup there. The Secretary General said Russia has set up a new Arctic command and has opened hundreds of new and former Soviet-era Arctic military sites, including deep water ports and airfields. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.74 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.